Shanti Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Oh, I forgot my glasses. Yakshodamena Vikavad Vipane Samaksham Vadeha Raja Tuhituri Aparya Pitayam Bratra Vane Kripamavat Priyaya Viyukta Sri Sanginam Gatim Iti Pratayams Sachara. You may have some glasses I can borrow. I forgot my glasses. Just think you see him, I say. Mr. Tabunge. All right, we'll try. Rakshodamena Vikavadipane Sangamaksham.
Rakshodamena Vikavadipane Sangamaksham.
Vaideha Raja Dhritariya Paryu Pityayam. Vatravane Kripanavat Priya Vyukta.
Vatravane Kripanavat Priya Vyukta.
Sri Sanginam Yatim Iti Pratyam Sachara.
Sri Sanginam Yatim Iti Pratyam Sachara.
Ladies,
Jesus.
Rakshah Adamina. By the most wicked among Rakshasas, Ravana. Ravana. Vikavat. Like a tiger. Nipini. In the forest. Asamaksham. Unprotected. By Deha Raja Duhittari. By this condition of Mother Sita, the daughter of the king of Videha, Apayapitayam, having been kidnapped, Bratra with his brother, Vane in the forest, Kripanavat, as if a very distressed person. Priya, by his dear wife. Viyuktaha, separated. Sri Sanginam, a person attracted to or connected with women. Gatim, destination. Iti, thus. Pratayam, giving an example. Chachara, wonder. When Ramachandra entered the forest and Lakshmana was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravana, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of the king of Videha, just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ramachandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women. Translation, please repeat. When Ramchandra entered the forest, and Lakshman was also absent, the worst of the Rakshasas, Ravana, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of King Videha. Just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ramchandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women. This is by Srila Prabhupada. All right, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. In this verse, the words Sri Sanginam Gatim Iti indicate that the condition of a person attached to women was shown by the Lord Himself. According to moral instructions, Vihe Narim Vivarajayat, when one goes on a tour, one should not bring his wife. Formerly, men used to travel without conveyances, but still, as far as possible, when one leaves home, one should not take his wife with him, especially if one is in a condition, in such a condition as Lord Ramachandra, when banished by the order of his father. Whether in the forest or at home, if one is attached to women, this attachment is always troublesome, as shown by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his personal example. Of course, this is the material side of Sri Sanghi, but the situation of Lord Ramachandra is spiritual, for he does not belong to the material world. Narayan o paro vyaknat. Narayan is beyond the material creation, because he is the creator of the material world. He is not subject to the conditions of the material world. The separation of Ramachandra from Sita is spiritually understood as Viparlamba, which is an activity of the Ladini potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, belonging to the Sringara Ras, the mellow of conjugal love in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has all the dealings of love, displaying the symptoms called Satvika, Santari, Vilapa, Murcha, and Unmada. Thus, when Ramachandra was separated from Sita, all these spiritual symptoms were manifest. The Lord is neither impersonal nor impotent. Rather, He is Satchidananda Vigraha, the eternal form of knowledge and bliss. Thus, He has all the symptoms of spiritual bliss. Feeling separation from one beloved is also an item of spiritual bliss. As explained by Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Radha Krishna Vinayak Vikatir Ladini Shaktir Asmat. The dealings of love between Radha and Krishna are displayed as a pleasure potency of the Lord. The Lord is the original source of all pleasure, the reservoir of all pleasures. Lord Ramachandra therefore manifested the truth both spiritually and materially. Materially, those who are attached to women suffer, but spiritually, when there are feelings of separation between the Lord and His pleasure potency, the spiritual bliss of the Lord increases. It is further explained in Bhagavad Gita. Avajananti mamuda manusim tanumasritam purambhava majanato mama bhuta maheshwaram. One who does not know the spiritual potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead thinks of the Lord as an ordinary human being, but the Lord's mind, intelligence, and senses can never be affected by material conditions. This is a fact further explained in the Skanda Puran as quoted by Madhvacharya. It is actually impossible for Ravana to take away Sita. The form of Sita taken by Ravana was an illusory representation of Mother Sita, Maya Sita. When Sita was tested in the fire, this Maya Sita was burnt and the real Sita came out of the fire. A further understanding to be derived from this example is that a woman, however powerful she may be in the material world, must be given protection. For as soon as she is unprotected, she will be exploited by rakshasas like Ravana. Here the words Vaideha Raja Dhuhitri indicate that before Mother Sita was married to Ramachandra, she was protected by her father, Vaideharaj. And when she was married, she was protected by her husband. Therefore, the conclusion is that a woman should always be protected. According to Vedic rule, there is no scope for a woman's being independent, asmaksham, for a woman cannot protect herself independently. When Lord Ramachandra entered the forest and Lakshmana was also absent, the worst of the rakshasas, Ravana, kidnapped Sita Devi, the daughter of the king of Videha, just as a tiger seizes unprotected sheep when the shepherd is absent. Then Lord Ramachandra wandered in the forest with his brother Lakshman, as if very much distressed due to separation from his wife. Thus he showed by his personal example the condition of a person attached to women. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadam Digam Adadana Srinandam Daibridam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhujo Dulisyam Janmadamanim Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Panchakalpatribhyascha kripasindhubhyeva patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. So for the last couple of days we're hearing the glories of Lord Ramachandra. Of course, this is a central part of the whole story where Sita is kidnapped by Ravana. And Lord Ramachandra then wandered in great separation from his wife. And your Prabhupada takes this explanation to the spiritual level. Because actually, Lord Ramachandra is not an ordinary person. This is one unfortunate thing that I've seen, mostly in Bharat. People think that Ram was a great king. You will find many millions of people who just think he was a great king. Nobody accepts him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even my friend Arjuna, his father said, Krishna can understand. He did so many amazing things. But this was Lord Ram. He was just like an ordinary man. He was just like a great king. So most people, they cannot understand. Here Prabhupada brings it to the spiritual level, that this separation was not ordinary separation like we feel in this material world. We can see that Vipralamba is the most ecstatic, on a spiritual level, is the most ecstatic emotion. In fact, we see that the perverted reflection of Vipralamba is the blues. They're suffering, but they're enjoying their suffering. My baby the Olympian, I'm so blue. This is a perverted reflection. Just like sometimes I used to sell incense for Los Angeles Temple up and on the coast of California. So I was all by myself, so I used to chant the Sikshastakam to a blues melody. Don't want the women, don't want the money, don't want the followers of mine. All I want is your causeless devotional service in my birth, in my life, birth after birth after birth. So Prabhupada brought it to the spiritual level, that this separation of Lord Ramachandra is not ordinary. These are, in the spiritual world, these are one of the most ecstatic emotions, bhavs, of Sringar Rasa. So, my expertise is not so much on Lord Ramachandra, but on Vrindavan, Krishna. So, you may not know, there's many, many interesting connections between Ram Leela and Krishna Leela. Because when Lord Ram went to Janakpur and married the daughter of Vaidehiraj, Janak, Sita Devi, all the women of Janakpuri were totally bewildered, bemohit. They were totally illusioned by seeing the beauty of Lord Ram, and they all wanted to marry him. But he told them, they went to the forest, and he told them in the forest that don't worry, next life, next avatar, as Krishna, you will all come, and your wish will be fulfilled. This avatar, I'm only Ekapatni Vrat, only one wife I can have. So all the queens of, all the ladies of Janakpur, not necessarily queens, but all the ladies of Janakpur, where did they take birth? They took birth in the houses of the, all around Nandagram, in the houses of the Nandas. Because there's so many Nandas, like Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda, Nandana. Anyway, there is described that there's 9 Nandas. In all the houses around these Nandas, they took birth. And thus, they became very much attached by seeing Krishna. And they were later able to enter into the Rasa-lila with Krishna. After marrying Sita, he passed on his way through Kaushalpur. And all the ladies ran out to the roofs, and they saw this beautiful... he was just like 10 million Kamadevs. And they all wanted to marry Lord Ram. But Lord Ram, within their hearts, told them, not this lifetime, only one wife this lifetime. Next avatar... you will all come and we'll enjoy Leelas together. So they all took birth in the houses of the Upanandas. Below the Nandas is Upananda. And their occupation was selling dahi. And used to wander through the streets, dahilo, dahilo. But they got chance to see Nandananda and Krishna. And they became so bewildered by seeing his beauty, they began to chant. They thought they were calling up for people to buy their yogurt. They were saying, Krishna lo, Krishna lo, Krishna lo. And they were also able to enter into the Rasalila. When he returned to Ayodhya, all the women of Ayodhya were completely enamored of him. And they all wanted to get married with him. So they went to the bank of the Sarayu, this beautiful river in Ayodhya, and began to perform so many tapasyas. And there was an Akashvani, a voice from the sky, that not this lifetime, not this avatar, next avatar, when Krishna avatar comes, you will all go to Champakpuri in Sindh and become the daughters of King Bimaldev. And then from there, you will get the association of Sri Krishna. So, by the words of the Akashvani, they all took birth as the daughters of King Bimaldev. And he was very distressed because he had no son. He married one queen after another, one queen after another, till he had 1 lakh of wives. I can't even imagine. Especially in Kali Yuga, nobody can even maintain one properly. And they had one crore of daughters, not one single son. Can you imagine having 999,999,999 sisters? But not one single son. Yajnavalkya came to his kingdom and he saw that Yajnavalkya had, that Bimaldev, he had opulence greater than the king of heaven. He had a huge, beautiful, opulent kingdom. But he saw that Bimaldev was disturbed. So he said, yes, I have everything that anyone could ever desire, but I have no son. And Yajnavalkya began to laugh. He said, I will give you benediction better than getting a son. Now is the end of Dwapara Yuga. The Lord will appear in Mathura as Vasudev. And you have to take all your daughters and get them married with Vasudev. But how will I recognize this avatar? He said he'll have conch, disc, lotus flower and club. He'll have beautiful pitambara dhoti, beautiful lotus petal eyes, curly black hair, a peacock feather in his crown. So he sent his messenger to Mathura. But as soon as he talked to anybody in Mathura about the sons of Vasudev, everyone started shaking and they would run away. And nobody could tell him anything. Some people said that Vasudev had no sons. Somebody told him that Vasudev's sons are all dead. Finally, one respectable citizen took him aside and said, look, don't take it as a bad thing. I'm telling you for your good. Guru Matmano. It is our, here in Vatura, we have a very evil king named Kans. It is illegal to ask about the sons of Vasudev. If you want to keep your head on your shoulders, then wherever you came, you go back. Don't take it as a bad thing. It is good advice for your benefit. So he was frustrated in his attempt. On his way home, he crossed over Jamuna into Gokul. And he saw this beautiful blackish boy with curly black hair and peacock feather in his crown and beautiful yellow dhoti, lotus petal eyes, but only two hands. And he was just so attracted by seeing him. Anyway, he went back to Sindhadesh, where Sarvabhauma is from. He's there right now. So he told Raja Bimaldev, this is what happened. And just at that time, Narad Muni appears. Because Narad Muni always appears just at that time. So they told Narad Muni what happened. He said, yes, that's the one you want. When he goes later, when he goes back to Mathura, he'll have those four arms like that. But that's the one you want. You go back and bring him. So the messenger went back. He told Krishna the situation. And by the airways, without even jet airways, they flew through the sky to Sindadesh. And Raja Bimaldev gave the 10 million hands, I guess it was 20 million hands of his daughters. I guess he only gave one hand. Like I said, 10 million hands of his daughters in marriage to Krishna. And Krishna had them all in Ayodhya. He took them all to Ayodhya and he began to do rasa dance. And from ecstatic praying, little pearl-like drops of Anand began to drop. And there was 10 million gopis dancing with Krishna in ecstasy. And they formed a huge lake called Bimalkund. Bimalkund is one of the most scenic, along with Kusum Sarovar and Prem Sarovar and what's in Nandagam? Thavan Sarovar. This is one of the most beautiful and largest kunds of Braj. So they all got the association of Sri Krishna in that way. There was the Yogi Vasa. Therefore, when you go to Kamivan, because of this Ram connection, you will see millions and millions of monkeys. You'll never, even more than Vrindavan. I can remember there on Braj Prakrama, we had have four people in each corner because we're taking prasad on the roof, you know, four people with dandas watching for the monkeys. And all the Ayodhya Vasini gopis, they didn't remember their previous lifetime, and then Krishna told them that previously this is what happened. And they said, well, how can we understand this? Lord Ram, he was very grave and he was very serious. But you're very chanchal, you're very fickle. How can you possibly be the same Lord Ram? So then Krishna played on his flute and all the monkeys came running. And he told them, you build a bridge across this lake so the gopis don't have to go around, they can bring the milk and butter across. So all the monkeys were standing there with their arms folded like this and bent down. You ever see monkeys like that? We never saw. And then they immediately, according to Krishna's order, they took all the rocks and floated them on the lake and made a bridge. And the gopis jumped on that bridge with their dahi and milk and everything. And they said, we still don't believe you're Lord Ram, but because you're so mischievous, you're the leader of all these monkeys, therefore they follow you. And they ran across the bridge. Then there was the tailor in Janakpur. According to Vaidehiraj's order, this tailor, he made beautiful dresses for Ram and Lakshman for their wedding. And he was just wishing that I wish I had the opportunity to do this again. And within his heart, Lord said, next avatar, you'll get chance. So he was born in Mathura. And we know when Krishna took all the clothes from the washerman, and he finished him off, then nothing fit properly. So the tailor came and he took all the cloth and he made it exactly according to the measurements of Krishna and Balaram, and he got this opportunity. Then there was this Rakshasi Suparnaka. She was completely bewildered by Lord Ram. But he told, I have taken Ekapatni Vrat, I cannot marry. You can marry Lakshman or somebody else, but not me. Then she realized that Sita was an obstacle to her marrying Lord Ram. So she attacked, and Lakshman cut off her nose and her ears. So later that Suparnika, because of her attraction for Lord Ram, she took birth as Kubja. We know there was a hunchback woman in Mathura who gave sandalwood paste to Krishna and Balaram. Then Krishna stood on her feet and held her by the shoulders and whoop, he straightened her out. And then she desired for him to come to her. I said, well, after I finish my business here, then I'll come. And her desire was satisfied. Then in Ayodhya, there were so many Pulindas, tribal girls living in the forest. And they were always taking the dust of Lord Ram upon their heads and desiring to have his association. So they were all born in Kamiran. And always taking the dust, seeing Krishna, they were completely bewildered. They were always taking the dust of Krishna's feet on their foreheads. In this way, finally, they attained a place in the Rasalila. Then there was the Dobi. We remember in Ramlila, there was one Dobi who spoke some very vulgar things about Lord Ram. Somehow Lord Ram let him go. But in Krishnavatar, he appeared also as the washerman of Kams. And when Krishna and Balaram asked for some cloth, he said, this is the cloth of the king. Who are you little boys? Get out of here. He got away with Lord Ram, but Krishna took his hand just to prove Anganiyasya Sakala. All his hands are ill, because we can consider that a sword is also the ang, one of the limbs of a kshatriya. Just with his hand, he finished off that dhobi. What are the things? Oh, there was the munis in the forest. They were worshipping Gopal. And when they saw Lord Ram, they wanted to enjoy pastimes just like his wife, Sita Devi, was enjoying. He said, not this avatar. Next avatar when I come as Krishna. End of Dwarapayu. So end of Dwarapayu, they all took birth in Bengal as the sons of a very famous gopa named Mangal, who was very, very opulent. But as the nature of this world, he lost all of his opulence, all of his wealth, and became helpless. So he began to wander with his daughters here and there looking for some service. And he heard about this great king Nanda who had 900,000 cows, 9 lakhs of cows, almost 1 megabyte. So he came there and they all got service in Nanda Maharaj's goshala, picking up the gober. Later, they all prayed somehow or other that Krishna would become their husband. And all these gopis, the Munichari gopis, they became the gopis whose Krishna stole all of their garments. And they were also entered into the Rasalila. In this way, I can't remember all, there's so many connections. The Yajna Sitas. See, of course we know that Lord Ram, he banished Sita to the forest. So every time you had to do Yajna, you can't do Yajna without a wife. So they used to make a golden Sita to sit next to him. And Lord Ram was a very opulent king, so he can't use the same golden Sita twice. So every time you do Yajna, he'd make a golden Sita, till finally he had a warehouse with so many beautiful golden Sitas in it. One day he opened the door and looked at the Sitas. By his glance, they all became alive. And they desired to enjoy pastimes. He said, no, if you don't accept us, we're all equal to your wife, you'll get a big sin. Pop lagega. He said, I'm not going to break my knee in, but don't worry. Next lifetime, you will be born in South India, in Ushinara. And there, I can't remember the name of the king, but there'll be drought for many years. So wandering here and there, you will all come to Braj Mandal, and I will accept you. They were enamored by Krishna, so they asked Radha. Radha told them, you follow the Ekadasi Vrat. So they began and she told them all the rules and regulations and everything to do, and they began to follow Ekadasi Vrat, and eventually they were accepted by Sri Krishna. And we saw that toward the end of Ram Lila, of course it's hinted here by Madhvacharya, quoting from Skanda Purana, that a Maya Sita was created, and Ravana, because he cannot touch Sita, a Maya Sita he took. And then during the Agni Pariksha, test by fire, the real Sita came out of the fire. But anyway, when Lord Ram told Sita, you have stayed with our enemy in his house for so long, we don't know what your condition is, so you may go wherever you like. So Sita looked at Lakshman. He said, Lakshman, do one favor for me. You build a funeral pyre, and you light that funeral pyre. And Lakshman looked at Lord Ram, expecting, no, you don't have to go that trouble. And Lord Ram remained very grave. And he became so upset, because I'm the younger brother, I have to follow whatever my older brother says. He built the pyre, he didn't want to do it. He lit that pyre, and he took a vow that if ever, ever I come again, I will become the older brother, and I won't have to follow my younger brother. So we see in Krishna Leela, he came as Balaram, older brother. And he didn't have to follow Krishna. When the Kurukshetra war was going on, he had friends on both sides, he didn't want to get involved. He said, Tata, I'm going on Tirthyatra, and Ram and Krishna can't stop him because he's the younger brother. But still, Krishna always got his way. He wanted to get married to Subhadra. He wanted to get her married to? Krishna wanted to marry Arjuna, but her father wanted, Balaram wanted to get married to Duryodhan. So anyhow, we know the whole story. It's like somehow, Krishna is so clever, even though he's younger brother. He got Arjuna, somehow he made some connection with Arjuna, and Arjuna kidnapped Subhadra, and Balaram was furious, and he was ready to kill him. And Krishna said, but who's driving the chariot? And Balaram looked, and Subhadra had the ropes in her hand. She was driving the chariot. It wasn't against her will. He said, oh, Kaniya! Somehow Krishna always got his way, even though he was a younger brother. And then there's some people who are in both Leelas, in the same lifetime. We know Jambavan, he helped Lord Ram in his fight with Ravana. Later in Dwapar Yuga, he had a very beautiful daughter named Jambavati. And somehow he had this, what do you call it? Shavantakajul. Since COVID, my brain is funny. He took that Shamandaka jewel, and Jambavan wanted to fight, and had a big fight was there. After so many days, they still hadn't won anything. Then it gradually began to dawn, and this must be my same Lord Ram. And then he begged forgiveness and gave his daughter Jambavati as Krishna's wife. Then there was Hanuman. Hanuman, he helped Lord Ram in his fight. And later we saw on the flag of Arjun on his chariot, who was there? Hanuman. Hanuman helped Arjun helped Krishna Arjun in the fight. In this way, there's so many interesting connections between Ram Leela and Krishna Leela. Oh, last one, because it's not far away, is this Madhuvan. In Madhuvan there was a demon, Daitya. His name was Madhu. Some people say that this is that's why it became known as Madhuvan. But it's known as Madhuvan even in Satyug. This is Treta Yuga, Leela. So although Madhuvan was a very pious, even though he's a Daitya, he worshipped all the Devi-Devitas and worshipped the Brahmins and so many things. But he got a son named Lavanasur. Those are Bengalis, you know Lavan. Just like here, during prasad time, they're coming, namak, 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 salt, huh? In Bengal, when you sit down in Mayapur for prasad, they come, Lavan, 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 Lavan. So this is some type of salty asura. And he began to manifest so many demoniac propensities. Just like young boys, they like to play war. War games. But Lavanasura, he would actually kill, cut off the heads of his teammates, playmates, and eat them. He was so demoniac, in so many ways, so demoniac. So the parents, all the children are here listening carefully, the parents, they only live for the child. If a child goes bad, the parent's life is finished. Are there any children here listening? You listen carefully. You have to be good. So Lavanasura, Madhu, he became nirash, frustrated. So he turned over the kingdom to Lavanasura and he went off to another forest to perform tapasya and get Krishna bhakti. So Lavanasura began to rule there in Madhuvan. And he prohibited that there be chanting of the holy name. He prohibited sacrifices. He used to go and pass stool and urine on the yagyakuns of the sages. He would eat the sages. Oh, terrible demon. So finally, Chavana Rishi, he took a party of rishis. They went to Lord Ram. And when they got to the door, the doorman told Lord Ram that Chavana Rishi's here. And Lord Ram personally, the king, personally came to the door. He said, whatever you want, I grant it. He said, wait a minute, you haven't even heard what we want. Other kings hearing our desire don't even hear that petition again in dream. Come in and we'll talk about it. So they told there was one king named Manduka Maharaj. He conquered almost all the kings of the earth. Then he went up to heaven and he challenged Indra. Because we always read about the fights between the demons and the asuras and the suras. But you always see it's the asuras that start the fight. The asuras are having a good old time. Demigods, they don't want to bother with fighting. But asura means he likes to disturb people. So Indra thought, oh, this guy is to come to destroy our fun. Then he thought, He said, all right, I'll fight with you, but there's still one king left on the earth you didn't defeat. That was Lavanasura. You defeat him, and then we'll fight. Lavanasura said, Manduka Maharaj said, oh, okay, good, good, good. I'll fight this demon and come back and enjoy Urvasi and Sangeeta and all the... And we'll kick this Indra out of his kingdom. So he attacked Lavanasura, and Lavanasura, his father was a great devotee, especially of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva gave him a photocopy and took his trishul and made photocopy. So when he gave the kingdom to Lavanasura, he gave him that trishul. So Lavanasura brought out his trishul and said, ha 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 ha, now you're finished. and turned Lavanya. He turned Manduka Maharaj's whole army to ashes. Just Manduka Maharaj was toasted a little bit, so he had a little toasted Manduka Pakora for breakfast. So since that time, no king even wants to hear our petition in dream. Oh, this is just puny little demon. Lakshman said, I'll go. And Bharat said, no, you were in the forest for 14 years, I'll go. And then Shatrughan, the smallest brother, said, no, you were in Nandigram worshipping Lord Ram for so many, performing penance austerities. This is just puny demon, I'll go. Then he realized he spoke up in front of his older brother. He said, oops, all right, you go. So Lord Ramachandra said, no. You displayed great qualities because nobody can admit his faults. We have a great sage in America called Murphy. And Murphy says, to err is human, but to blame it on someone else is more human. But you accepted your fault, you're qualified to go. He said, all right, but can I take that Brahadidi? There's Brahadidi in Mathura. It comes all the way down from the time of the Braha avatar, that Lord Brahma made this deity, seeing the beauty of Lord Brahadev. Anyway, somehow, that's a long story. We didn't have time. Somehow it got to Ayodhya. So he took that Braha deity and he traveled off to fight with Lavanasur. Lavanasur just laughed. Ha 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 ha. I needed some breakfast. I needed some dessert to go with my breakfast. Because he didn't take his trishul, he just took a shul, spear. And he had a tiger, elephant, a lion, python, braha, what do you call it? Boar. He said, let me go get my weapons and I'll fight with you. You're just making an excuse to run away. You're a coward. If you don't have any weapon, what did you kill all these animals with? He became furious. He threw all the animals off his sword, his spear, and he threw that spear at Shatrughan. And Shatrughan cut it to pieces and they had a huge fight. And finally, Shatrughan, they were throwing rocks and trees, and finally in the fury of the battle, Shatrughan lost his consciousness. And he fell down unconscious. And Lavanasur didn't use the opportunity to get his trishul, he was just laughing. And all the demigods in the heavens, they were in the clouds, they were watching the battle. They all began to cry, alas, alas. Now, did you ever hear anybody call alas, alas? Me neither, but all the books say that. Hearing the demigods cry, Shatrughan regained his consciousness. And he remembered a bow that Lord Rama had given him. He pulled that bow from his quiver and the earth began to tremble. He pulled it back on the bowstring and meteors began to fall even in daytime. And jackals began to howl. And he shot that arrow, and just like a peacock in flight. If you're wandering around bread sometimes, you come up on top, by accident, come on top of a peacock, and they fly away. Have you ever heard them? You've heard the peacocks cry it. Well, we don't hear them cry anymore, unfortunately. Only during lockdown we heard them again. Well, but the peacock in flight goes, whoa, 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 whoa. So the arrow, whoa, 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 pow! Struck Lavanasura, he fell down dead, and some of the Brishbazi saved. That's why all the groundwater of Vrindavan became salty. So Shatrughan made his kingdom there in Madhu. He called it Madhupuri, and later, because it's just next to Mathura, it became Mathurapuri or Mathura. And that Brahadidi is still there somewhere near Dwarkadish temple. Anyway, these are some of the connections between Krishna Leela and Ram Leela. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments?
Was it more Gary Buddha that couldn't change his faith for being staunchly attached to Ramachandra.
Yeah.
Why was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to encourage him to take up Krishna Bhakti or, you know, chanting the holy name and then kind of not to believe Ram? Is there some significance in that? Or?
Just he wanted to show that how great was Murari's love. Just like one time, it was a Jagadananda. He was traveling around Braj with Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya told him, you go to Braj, you stay with the devotee, this is very important, and then you return. So when they were in Gokul, Sanatana Goswami wanted to cook, and he had some cloth from Mukunda Saraswati, this orange cloth, he put it around his head. So when Jagadananda, he saw this cloth around Sanatana Goswami's head, he assumed that this was some cloth from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Jagadananda asked him about it. He said, this is the cloth of Mukunda Saraswati. Or somebody like that, I can't remember. And Jagadananda became furious. He picked up the pot and was ready to smash Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, no, I just wanted to see your love. So the same way, Chaitanya just wanted to test Murari Gupta's love for Lord Ram. Because he told him, all night long I've tried, I'm going to have to give up my life because there's no way I can leave the lotus feet of my Raghunath. And Lord Chaitanya said, all right, no problem. Yes.
How is it that in the folklore, he says that when the husband will go traveling, I don't know why.
Well, those, like Prabhupada mentions very clearly in the purport, that in the old days there wasn't any conveyances. And now we just jump in a nice BMW and we drive away with our wife and children and everyone. No problem. But those days everything was by walking, you're going through the forest, there's so many dacoits. It was very dangerous.
So Prabhupada is talking about the situation way back before.
Yeah, he mentioned it.
Prabhupada will make a comment.
He says in the past there was no conveyances, so it was very difficult, it was very dangerous. So there's no other questions, we'll all fall down at the wonderful feet of the great personality who's very nicely revealed Ram Leela to us, Srila Prabhupada ki. And tonight at this evening at 5 o'clock here in the courtyard, there's Adivas. And this evening at 7 p.m., the children will put on pastimes with Lord Ram. To start, this is the beginning of our 3-day festival for the opening of our Krishna Balaram temple. 47th anniversary of opening of Krishna Balaram temple. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sisi Gorinai Krishna Balaram, Sisi Radha Sham Sundar ki.